Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second, the shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third, the second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth, the left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh, the third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Speed Martin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Speed Martin. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jack Smith. Batting second, the center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third, the third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting 7th, the shortstop, Doc Lavin. Batting 8th, the catcher, Vern Clemens. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Bill Perdicca. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill Perdicca. And now, play ball. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fleck. The throw from Clemens and he is safe. Fleck steals second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fleck moves to third. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up towards first. Vernier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kelleher for a passed ball. Smith moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heathcote moves to third. Two outs. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a line drive towards first. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards first. Fournier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground for an out. Lavin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Perdicka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perdicka hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Kilfer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilfer hits a line drive towards short. Lavin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby catches it and throws to first to double up Hollocker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stock takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Stock moves to second. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 0 for 1 in the game. Fournier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Fournier reaches second base with a double. Stock scores. Hornsby goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Buck Freeman now pitching. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fournier. The throw from Kilfer and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. Two outs. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0 for 1 in the game. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heathcote. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimes moves to third. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes scores. It's 4-3, Cardinals. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan scores. Kelleher moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Buck Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lavin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Bert Schotten pinch hits for Bill Perdicka. Bert Schotten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schotten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schotten moves to second. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heathcott takes first base on ball 4. Schotten moves to third. Smith moves to second. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stock takes first base on ball 4. Schotten scores. Smith moves to third. Heathcott moves to second. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-4, Cardinals. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Fernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Goodwin now pitching. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Flack hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heathcott. Flack reaches second base with a double. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flack moves to third. One out. Zbeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry is hit by the pitch. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fernier fields it and throws to second for the out. Flack scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Cardinals. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 2 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Babe Twombly now playing center field. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0 for 2 in the game. McHenry takes first base on ball 4. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lavin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Lavin reaches second base with a double. McHenry goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Cardinals. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Marv Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lavin moves to third. Clemens moves to second. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball towards center field. Twombly fields the ball and throws to third. Kelleher drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kelleher. Lavin tags and scores. Clemens tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-5, Cardinals. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Clemens scores. It's 12-5, Cardinals. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heathcote moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stock. The throw from Kelleher and he is safe. Stock steals second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Hornsby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McHenry hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lavin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernier moves to third. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernier scores. Lavin moves to second. It's 13-5, Cardinals. Marv Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-0 in the game. Goodwin bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lavin moves to third. Clemens moves to second. 2 outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lavin scores. Clemens moves to third. It's 14-5, Cardinals. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clemens scores. Smith moves to third. It's 15-5, Cardinals. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stock is thrown out after the base hit. Smith scores. Heathcote goes all the way around to score. It's 17-5, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 17, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Buck Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Flack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flack moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 17, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fournier hits a line drive to center field. Twombly throws towards first. Grimes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grimes. Fournier moves to second. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 17, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Mann now playing center field. Ruben Ewing now playing shortstop. Charlie Niebergall now catching. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Niebergall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimes moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelleher for the out. Grimes moves to third. Twombly moves to second. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fournier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 17, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Niebergall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niebergall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 0 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 17, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Schuertel now playing first base. Lefty Tyler pinch hits for Buck Freeman. Lefty Tyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ewing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Flack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niebergall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goodwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goodwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 17, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.